once again it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
What famous date shall I set it to today, Mr. Peabody?
February 1989.
That's right, we are going back to February of 1989, and first up here's Steve Winwood off his 1988 Roll With It album. Here's the follow-up single to the title track from early 1989, Holding On. February 1989.
Let's do it.
So when the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling
street. I saw this girl when she was pumping. I waved my eyes, she got into the ride, went to a club with jumping. Introduced myself as Low, she said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire. Took her to the hotel, she said, you're the king. I said, be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing. Wild thing. Wild thing. Shopping at the mall, looking for some gear to buy. I saw this girl, she gonna rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, you have plans for the night? I said, hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight. So we journeyed to a house, one thing led to another. I get in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, hey you too, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing. Wild thing. She loved to do the wild thing. Wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Posse in effect. Hanging out is always hype. And with me and the crew, leave a shindig. I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame. I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. This sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine. Still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my jock, she was like static cling. But that's what happens when body starts slapping from doing the wild thing. Wild thing. She wanted to do the wild thing. Go discotheque. This fire chick was on my jock, so I said, what the heck? She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance. So I said, chill for now and maybe later you'll get your chance. So when the show was finished, I took her around the way. And what do you know, she was good to go without a word to say. We was all alone and she said, Tone, let me tell you one thing. I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing. Say what? Yo, love, you must be kidding. Yo, walk, you ready? Let's break out of here. Hasta la vista, baby. Wild thing.
That's the first single from Tone Loke, Wild Thing, as we spotlight top 40 hits from February 1989. Now here's Phil Collins with a song that won a 1989 Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song. Phil Collins, Two Hearts.
Yeah.
February 1989.
Oh.
Def Leppard from their 1987 album Hysteria, an album that sold more than 20 million copies to date. The song was Armageddon It, and that song was not released as a single for more than a year. It was released in November of 1988, and it was a big hit climbing the chart in February 1989. Now here's the Escape Club with Shake for the Chic. It's the BVW Podcast.
Extra.
Lives.
February 1989. Brickell and the New Bohemians, What I Am, a song I always think is from the 90s, but it was recorded in 1988 and was a big hit in February of 1989. And in February of 1989, redneck zombies were invading your movie screen.
A splatter film classic so gruesome that half the trauma team staff checked themselves into Bellevue. Redneck Zombies. A down-home good time you'll never forget.
Coach debuted on ABC as a mid-season replacement.
Aiden Fox is a man dedicated to himself.
Mom said you used to get kind of upset after you lost a game.
The team lost the game, I didn't.
Now he's dedicated to his daughter.
I have this feeling you're dying to know about my date.
A sneak preview of Coach, February 28th.
And Guns N' Roses were on the radio with Paradise City. It's February 1989 on the BVW Podcast.
Yeah.
I hope you're enjoying the show, and if you are, check out a show my friends across the pond do called Rock Island Radio UK.
Tune in to Rock Island Radio. We have the best music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, country, rock and pop. We have the Rock Monster Show, we have the Country Club, we have I Love the 80s, Jukebox Heroes, Retro Charts, and much more. Shows delivered to you in a radio format. Whenever you want to listen, you will find us where you find your podcast.
You can find Rock Island Radio UK in the same place as you find my shows. And if you have some time, check it out. They've got some really cool shows. Annie Lennox and Al Green with Put a Little Love in Your Heart. Now that's a cover of the 1969 Jackie DeShannon single, and I have to make a recommendation here. Take a moment when you can, go to YouTube and watch the music video for the Annie Lennox and Al Green version of Put a Little Love in Your Heart. It's something, it really is. It's 80s cheese at its finest, but I definitely recommend it. We're spotlighting February of 89, and here's another song with a pretty cheesy music video, Erasure and A Little Respect. February 1989.
Tell me.
New Kids on the Block and KOTB with You Got It, The Right Stuff, as we get closer to hearing the number one song of February 1989. But first, here's the band Was, Not Was, and Walk the Dinosaur.
Boom, boom, acca-lacca-lacca.
Was, Not Was, and Walk the Dinosaur as we get set to hear the number one song of February 1989. It's by a performer that, in addition to music, has been a major part of TV shows like American Idol and So You Think You Can Dance. She guested on 90s shows like Sabrina the Teenage Witch and Muppets Tonight. And in 2019, she had a Vegas residency. She's done it all. And she also had the number one song of February 1989. The number one song of February 1989 is Straight Up by Paula Abdul.
Maybe I'm moving way too slow.
Paula Abdul and Straight Up, the number one song of February 1989. And with that, we'll wrap up another edition of the BVW Podcast. Thanks for listening to the show, and we'll do another one soon.